months of January and February are when hotel occupancy, restaurant patronage, and tourists visiting the Central Coast hits a low ebb. The paradox is, as any Central Coast resident will attest, there are some absolutely stellar days in the midst of winter here. A storm might blow in, temperatures will plummet, the seas will grow angry as the winds howl. But a day or so later, the sun is back out, and it might feel like a summer day, even though it's the midst of winter. The hospitality industry gets downright creative, offering enticing, value-driven packages, some specifically targeted and limited to Central Coast residents. Throughout the county, January is proclaimed Restaurant Month, with ample offerings of two-for-one dinners and other hard-to-pass-up deals. Many hotels offer overnight stays far below posted rates. I'm your host, Tom Willmer. Come along for a journey of discovery of value-driven getaways and staycations. In Cambria, we'll visit with Karen Cartwright at the Fireside Inn on Moonstone Beach. Then we'll stop in and talk with Executive Chef Sam Cheeseborough at Robin's Restaurant in Old Town Cambria as he shares his culinary passion and special deals offered during Restaurant Month. We'll then stop in at the Inn at Morro Bay for a visit with General Manager Charlie Yates. I'm Tom Willmer reporting from Cambria. We're with Karen Cartwright, the General Manager at the Fireside Inn. And it's waterfront right across the street from Moonstone Beach. One of my favorite places to walk my doggies.
Yeah, it's a great spot here on the Central Coast to bring the family, retired couples, regular couples. And so we just have a great spot here to check out Moonstones and go to Hearst Castle. We've got local wineries right in town. Brings people to the coast all year long. You know, lots of hiking trails close by, biking. So a lot of outdoor activities for those really nice days to have a staycation.
I don't see any doggies around, but somebody told me this is a doggy-friendly hotel.
We are pet-friendly. We have 13 pet-friendly rooms of all the different room types, so you can enjoy an ocean view with your pets.
You're literally directly across the street from Moonstone Beach. It's just steps away from the walking trails.
And the boardwalk is directly across the street, as you said. Of course, we've got great beaches here. There's San Simeon Cove is a nice beach, too, especially with those dogs. They like to let them run out on the beach there. And Cayucas is close by, too, so we kind of have a best of both worlds with beaches and access.
To get into Newtown and Old Town Cambria is pretty close.
We're only a couple miles from Main Street of town and some excellent restaurants. I pretty much tell our guests I don't think you can really go wrong with any of the places to eat. They're all locally owned and operated and just some fantastic food here on the coast.
And I presume you have bicycle people that come, even Central Coast people that bring their bikes.
Yes, we do. Of course, with Big Sur just right up the road, they can do an easy day trip from here, just maybe even to Ragged Point. The lighthouse is close by. Of course, Hearst Castle.
Have you planned any local getaway specials in the middle of the winter?
Of course, the wine package is always a popular one where they visit 4 to 6 wineries in Paso, stay here for 2 nights, and then do the wine tour. That's always a fun trip. And of course, the Hearst Castle is another package that we do. I'm trying to put a dinner package together too as well, so when you come into town.
How does the wine package work?
They pick you up in the morning. Wine Wrangler will pick you up. They go to 4 to 6 wineries. It's a really nice day of touring the wineries, obviously tasting. There's a boxed lunch included. They pare it down because it's usually a pretty local group, only 4 to 6 people usually in each group, and they will take you to the wineries you want to go.
Way cool is they'll bring you home so you don't have to drive. I love that.
Yes, very good thing. We also have Pacific Coast Wine Trail, which is all the local wineries in town. We have, I think there's 9, and it's kind of Harmony is one.
So these are all very close.
Yeah. Furthest one away is Harmony, probably to the south of us, and then Hearst Ranch Winery, which is a little bit north of us. So we give people these brochures as well.
That would be free and independent. They would go on their own to discover those wineries.
There are local drivers that will come up, actually pick you up, and take you in your car. So that makes it kind of nice, too, that we will give them cards to call, I think it's called Destination Drivers.
And how often do you get local people from Monterey or Santa Barbara Ojai in that area? Is it pretty regular that you have local getaway people?
We have a lot of local getaway people. I even checked out someone yesterday that was from Arroyo Grande.
Okay.
So, you know.
Short commute.
Very short commute. They just want a little bit different experience. But yeah, Santa Barbara and Monterey for sure, a lot of different travelers come from there.
I saw on a little map you have a pool and a jacuzzi spa.
Yeah, pool and hot tub here on property. And, you know, the 46 rooms, of course, and a full hot breakfast in the morning, which is kind of nice before you get off on the day excursions. Mm-hmm. Like I said, lots to do here.
And have you figured out your rate structure for like a midweek, middle of the winter?
I let people know if they are local, you know, let us know and we try to work with you on that. Midweek rates can be anywhere from $129 for a traditional room on up to our nice ocean view room with a patio, ocean front, to maybe $199, $209. So mm-hmm. It's pretty reasonable because those rates in the summer are not like that.
Sold out.
Yes, for sure. We definitely kind of hit the ground running Memorial Day through Labor Day and come up for air in October, November.
To learn more about the inn?
You can definitely visit us at our website, which is firesideincambria.com. And, of course, calling us locally, 805-927-8661.
I'm Lorianne Schwenk. I work at the front desk at the hotel. It is a very quiet place. It's an intimate place to be. It is a sense of really getting away, even if you haven't had to travel that far. Our rooms feel like havens from from wherever it is that you've been. All the rooms are just comfortable and cozy and wonderful with the fireplaces. Just feels like an escape. In any room, you can leave your window or your sliding door open and hear the ocean. So that's wonderful. And it's just so beautiful in the winter here. There's fewer people, but there's just a quality to the light with the low angles that the sea just glitters with diamonds. There's always whales and dolphins.
Talk about January with the sea lions.
At the Elephant Seal Rookery, which is really just about 10 or 12 minutes from the hotel, there is the Elephant Seal Rookery that's been there since 1990. And January is the best month of the year to be there because the males are fighting over their harems and over their places on the beach. They're fighting with each other and they're sending the loser males away. Meanwhile, the females are giving birth to their babies, and the cacophony of these babies squawking and the mothers barking and the males fighting, it's just the best thrill on earth, and it's at the best time of year, January. Best time to see it.
I love it. Lorianne, thank you so much. Karen Cartwright, thank you so much for sharing. I'm glad I stopped in.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too, and we'll look forward to having your guests and fans come out and see us. We'd love to have them.
Very cool. We're at Robin's Restaurant with Executive Chef Sam Chesborough. January is restaurant month on the Central Coast.
January, it starts the 2nd, and we'll be going through the 29th, I believe.
Tell us about some of the things that you're planning and the values and offerings.
Sure. Well, we're doing a three-course for 30. You'll have an option of two courses for each course. We always have a meat option, and then also we have a lot of vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, a lot of special needs up here, so we try to facilitate that.
Yeah, that's really a good value because typically an entree might be one course item, might be $28.30 itself, right?
Exactly, yeah. So this gives you three courses, and it does have an option for dessert as well. So you can try a couple different things, you know, have a little bit of seafood, some meat, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, something we're looking forward to up here for sure.
One of the reasons they came up with restaurant month is pretty obvious. January is a slow time of
sure.
the year, so you all got to get creative on how do you attract people to come out in January, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's something we've, will be my third year doing it. First year doing it by myself, coming up with a menu and everything. And it brings a lot of people in and just gives people a lot of different choices.
Talk to us about Robin's itself. Robin's has been around a long time, and I remember when it opened, it was really leader of the pack as far as organic and vegan and what.
Our philosophy is, innovative global cuisine. We do our best to work with a lot of local farmers, local purveyors as far as our cheeses go and that kind of stuff. Very much seasonal. We try and use what's in season, and that can be a challenge sometimes, but we change our menu accordingly, try and do 3 or 4 menu changes every year just to keep it new. Yeah, that's kind of what we're about.
And you have ongoing weekly specials too, right?
Yeah, we have weekly specials. We do 3 or 4 pre-feasts at dinners throughout the year, trying to do, last year we did 1 seafood, and we always do 2 vegan. Yeah, so we're just always trying to do new things and be innovative without, you know, still having food that's identifiable and not too out there.
Are there menu items that you would have a rebellion if you tried to take it off the menu?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The salmon bisque is not going anywhere, and it's a great soup. Don't get me wrong.
I had that the other night. That was great.
No, it's we make sure we always have the salmon bisque. Also, the curries and the chows are definitely something that we change a little bit through seasonality and what have you, but our philosophy is about 70-30. So 70% of the menu we don't change too much, and then 30% to kind of be innovative and
play around.
Yeah, exactly. Try something new, and especially season to season. Yeah.
Talk to us about failures and successes. You know, you come up with this, oh my God, this is going to be such a great menu item, and it just doesn't work. And another one that maybe, you know, you didn't even have a clue that it would go viral on you.
Yeah, you know, it's always difficult. But what I've found is that the more simple we are, the better it sells, especially, you know, up here in Cambria. But, you know, then at the same time, one of the best dishes that I really, I mean, I was proud of it, of course, but was our, we had a duck dish with a fig sauce and some bruleed figs with wild rice. And it was something that myself and the sous chef kind of, it just kind of happened, and we threw it out there, and it became one of our biggest selling dishes. So you never know, but that's what's beneficial with changing the menu and having specials and starting to kind of feel what the customer wants.
Going way back since you guys started is the vegan aspect. Mm-hmm. I know that's a draw in itself.
Yeah, we have several vegan things on the menu, and we always try, and even if we have a vegetarian dish, we try and make it so we can turn it vegan and still have a successful dish. So you're not you know, even if you lose a component, it doesn't spoil the whole dish, and we can replace it with something else. So yeah, that's what we're big on, and people love it. So
how about desserts? Do you have a real, oh my God, people always expect and want it?
I think probably our biggest would be the tiramisu. It's something that, because like I said, we do change the menu, we'll take it off, you know, for a season or something like that, and people I think really miss it. So, but you know, then again, I think that's good to not always have the same thing, but bring back the stuff that you've had success with.
Let's talk about Sam for a moment.
Sure.
And your own personal philosophy and approach to food.
I think it's simplicity, really. I think that you get the ingredients, and your job is really to not screw it up. To quote Marco Pura White, he's always said that Mother Nature is the artist, and we're just the cooks. And I think that really applies, especially here. I don't like to use a ton of ingredients. If I have a piece of fish, I don't want to kill it with too much spice or too much acid or build it up and have 25 different components. Not to say that there's not a place for that. I just don't think that is what we're about. I think just simplicity, technique makes a great dish, yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Los Osos. Pretty much been here. I've cooked all over the place in this area.
Where did you go to school?
I went to California Culinary Academy. So after that, I've been all over the place here. I've been in Avila and Napomo, Morro Bay, San Luis, Cambria. Just, you know, love the area, love the people, and I think I, you know, kind of have that sense of what people here like.
Sam Chesbrough, executive chef at Robbins in Cambria. Thank you for taking the time to share.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now let's join Charlie Yates, the general manager at the Inn at Morro Bay. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for coming out.
Always my pleasure. As you know, I live up the street. I walk by here with the doggies every day.
Oh, I see it. You're a regular, and I love the path heading into the state park. We helped with state parks create that path into the estuary.
Seemed like I remember seeing CCC kids out there helping.
We hired the CCC group, made donations to them, as well as committing to maintaining the trail and landscaping.
The Inn at Morro Bay has just gone through a three-year renovation.
We're turning 60 years old in January. We're at 60 State Park Road inside the state park. So we're going to take advantage of that twist. The name of the restaurant is our address, 60 State Park. So the Inn at Morro Bay, the historic, iconic inn, 100 rooms, will be turning 60.
So it's winter time now. And I know January, the county has Restaurant Month, and I heard rumors that you're going to participate in that and have some value added.
You know, every year we love to get involved with the Restaurant Month. One of the things we love is local wine, and so we waive corkage. If you bring a bottle of San Luis Obispo County wine, we'll waive that $15 corkage fee. We're also doing a $60 three-course meal for two.
Wow.
So for two people for $60, you get three courses. Bring a local bottle of wine out of your cellar. And
that's not per person?
That's $60 for a couple.
That's crazy good.
That's really wild. Now, the other thing we're doing in conjunction with that is we're going to be offering a local staycation, $60 for two for dinner. Bring that bottle of wine. And $60 midweek for a standard room. So for $120,
dinner for two and a room, that's a giveaway.
And a room here during that slow, quiet month of January when the tourists are gone. The birds are here, and it's one of the best times of year.
As you know, I have a personal bias. We're sitting in the bar right now overlooking the bay, and I'd recommend, if nothing else, that somebody just come down here and just have a drink and just watch the sunset. This is the coolest place in the whole Morro Bay estuary region to watch the sunset by far.
Oh, we love the sunset, and one of the things we've done is we've covered our patio and put heaters on it, and that's called the Sunset Terrace. We have one of the best views from the Rock all the way to Montana de Oro in the Back Bay. And we have a fantastic happy hour now, all based on $6 drinks, $6 appetizers. And we'll be doing a Christmas dinner as well as a New Year's Eve dinner. The month of January is going to be exciting because it is the Winter Bird Festival as well. So people can come here to the bar. We're open at the restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have an extended happy hour, 2 to 6 p.m., and we offer binoculars and spotting scopes. You want to come out and see the critters and the birds on the bay. For the month of January, which is the Bird Festival, we'll also be providing bird identification maps and bird specials. We'll have a lunch called the Big Lunch, and we'll be offering those specials to the birders as well.
So they get their pheasant and duck dinners then?
Exactly. Also working with the golf course. You know, we offer half-price golf right across the street.
That's a county-owned, so it's very reasonable.
That is the poor man's Pebble Beach, and we love the golf course. We send the guests over. The guests of the hotel also get to shag a bucket of balls for free. So we've got free drivers and a bucket of balls waiting for them as our guests.
And the other best-kept secret about the golf course, I recall, it probably hasn't changed much, but they used to have a sundowner rate last year that was like $14 for
yes.
a round of golf. That's
They've
incredible.
Got a price deal after hours for that sundowner. Really, a lot of folks here take advantage of it. I do too. Best kept secret in town for golf.
In the county.
In the county, that's right.
If you didn't golf, just to walk by the golf course up on those trails is so cool.
And they have rental clubs. If you've never tried golf, they'll be happy to loan you a set of clubs to take out. You can either get a golf cart or walk that course. It's just incredible, the views. On top of that, you can take a hike up to Black Hills above that and see some incredible views of the ocean, Montana de Oro, and the sand spit all the way to the Rock.
What I love is you walk out front of the Inn at Morro Bay, and to your right, as we're looking away from the water, is one of my favorite spots in the whole area, and that's Windy Cove, and then the Natural History Museum.
Wonderful, you know, the relationship that we have with the state parks, with the golf course, and with the Natural History Museum is incredible. We love sending our guests there, and I think it's for students of all ages. I learn every time I go there, and, you know, it's just a neat thing that tells you a lot about what we have, this natural beauty that we have to offer here.
And as I recall walking by the other day, the entrance fee is like $5 or something. It's very reasonable.
Very reasonable, and it's a donation.
As you might remember, I brought my doggie on a staycation here at the Inn at Morro Bay. And that's one of the other cool things for us dog owners, to find a place that's doggy-friendly, and you guys are that, correct?
We love our VIPs, our very important pets. Part of the family, you know, traveling. A lot of folks travel now with their pets, and they're finding out that they don't have a place to stay. So we love folks to bring their pets in. We make them very important part of our family. And for just a fee of $25 for the entire stay. And we love you to bring your extended family when you come stay at the Inn at Morro Bay.
All right, Charlie. As you know, I'm on the road and got to go, but I'd love to come back and visit again. In the meantime, if somebody wants to find out more about, especially the special winter getaway deals, which are absolute no-brainer, what would they do? Website?
You know, the website is only for regular reservations. This winter special in January is for the locals only, will be when you'd have to call in to 805-772-5651 and tell them that you want the $60 local special for dinner to take advantage of our 2 3-course meals for $60 during the month of January. You would just need to make a reservation and let them know that you are coming in for the $60 prefix meal for two.
Charlie Yates, thanks for taking the time to visit.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaccwilmer.com.